We're at the Montreal Comic Con. Ryan Ryder here for Main Event Radio. I'm with Controversy Creates Cash himself, Eric Bischoff. Welcome into the Main Event.
Thank you very much. It's really great to be here. I'm really happy I am.
So has it been a while since you've been to Montreal? Are you enjoying yourself so far?
You know, the last time I was here, I wrestled Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, you can't really call it a wrestling match. I got my ass kicked by Stone Cold Steve Austin last time I was here. So, yeah, this is a little bit more fun in a different way.
Yeah, No Way Out 2003. It's 12 years. What took you so 13 years? What took you so long to come back?
Just been a little busy and nobody invited me back. So here I am. I got the invitation and I couldn't wait to get here.
It's good to have you here. What's it like meeting the fans that have watched you, followed you for so many years?
It's really gratifying, you know, to know that after all of these years, and I've been in the business for 30 years, and after all of these years, to see people still walking around with NWO shirts or fans of WCW, that still remember, and it means a lot to them, so it makes me feel good, obviously.
So most recently you worked with TNA Impact Wrestling. Is it TNA or it's Impact? What's the name?
I try to put them both out of my mind, so
okay.
I couldn't tell you.
What went wrong there?
No comment. I'm in the middle of a lawsuit with him, so I can't really comment.
Okay. Can you comment on some positive memories from your time there?
I don't have any.
Okay. Okay, well, your son Garrett, he wrestled there. Is he still wrestling at all? How's he doing?
He's doing great. And no, he's not still wrestling. He transitioned out of wrestling when I did, and he's got a great career now. He lives down in Florida. He's married and doing very, very well.
General manager position open right now with the brand split with Raw and SmackDown. We've seen Vicky Guerrero, John Laurinaitis put their names in. Any chance Eric Bischoff can make a return as GM?
Highly doubtful. Highly doubtful.
Why is that?
Because I haven't gotten a call.
Okay.
And I'm a little busy. I got stuff going on. So, and to be honest with you, not to be coy or cute, you know, I think that time has passed. You know, I had a great time. I worked there for 5 years. It was one of the highlights of my career, but you know, times change, people change. So I think a character like mine, maybe I'd come back for a week or two or three, people would be excited about it, and then after a while it would be, whoa, it's just same old kind of thing. So
Ryan Ryder at the Montreal Comic Con with Eric Bischoff. So are you done in wrestling? Is that it?
I never say never. You know, if the right opportunity, and by that I mean something that was exciting, that felt fresh, and something that I believe the fans would really appreciate, and that I would have fun doing, I'd love to be back, because I love the business and a lot of the people in it. But, you know, like I said, I've spent a lot of time in the business, I've done a lot of things, and it would take something pretty unique to get me excited.
What projects are you working on right now? You said you're got some things in the works?
My partner Jason Hervey and I have a television production company that we've been running for about 13 years now, so we're very busy with that. We have a gaming company that we've had for 4 or 5 years. I've got a beer company, so we're brewing and distributing beer. Got a lot of stuff going on.
Nice.
I just got tired thinking about it.
Back to wrestling. What are your thoughts on the upcoming brand split?
You know, I'm looking forward to it, because I think the product needs to be refreshed. I feel like there's a staleness to it, in my opinion. And it's not taking anything away from the talent or the people that produce the show, but it's a lot of television to produce every week. It's difficult and challenging to make it feel fresh and different. So I think if they're concentrating and focusing on making the brands feel very much different, I think it could be a great thing.
Being a television guy, how much has TV changed from when you first got in the industry to where it is today when it comes to options and Netflix, Hulu? It's a whole different world.
As far as producing television, that hasn't really changed. It's still always about characters and story. But as far as how one can view television, that has changed so much, even in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. that it's amazing. And it's really interesting in the business of the entertainment business, watching how networks and cable outlets are adapting and trying to adapt to the proliferation of digital platforms and all the various ways people can now get their entertainment. It's really turned the entertainment business on its head. It's interesting to watch.
You've got a big line here, so I don't want to keep you too long. I just want to know your thoughts on guys like AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Bobby Roode now in WWE.
Well, you just named three guys that are probably the one, you know, bright spot of my time in that other organization. they are all three some of the most quality people that I've ever worked with as human beings and as professionals. I'm thrilled to death for AJ Styles, as I am for Samoa Joe. And I think Bobby Roode is probably one of the most underestimated, highest potential talents that WWE could get their hands on. So I'm thrilled to death for him.
And Samoa Joe?
It's equally. Samoa Joe is... I won't say he's underrated, because I think most people recognize just what a special athlete he is, but if you get to know him on a personal level, you cannot find a better person. So I'm thrilled to death.
Eric Bischoff, Montreal Comic Con, thank you very much.
Thank you.